From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North and South Korean officials met through the night and continued emergency talks today as the rival neighbors work to avert a war on the peninsula. High-level meetings are taking place at the Panmunjom truce village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcast into the north and removed banks of loudspeakers it has installed along the border. Meantime, South Korea has been reporting unusual submarine movement in the north, and South Korean officials are saying Pyongyang has doubled its frontline artillery, the strength at the border with the south. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in the volatile Borno state. Army says that gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Tukur Burutai's convoy in a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa over the weekends. On Sunday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon began a two-day visit to Nigeria to talks about terrorism and other vital issues with President Muhammadu Buhari. Mr. Ban also is laying a wreath to mark the fourth anniversary of the Boko Haram suicide car bombing at the UN building in Abuja that killed at least 18. Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State militants have blown up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. The Britain Observatory for Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction on Sunday. This is VOA News.